If mine were a tale from Ovid, my metamorphosis as a cloud began the year I moved to Provincetown in the summer of 1982. I planned to finish the house on Mongo Street there before leaving for Greece. That's what I told my publisher, and that's what I promised myself I would do. I was so sure I'd be done by summer's end, I bought a one-way ticket from New York to Athens for September and a Eurail pass so I could travel across Europe on the cheap. In Provincetown, I shared an apartment under the stairs at the Fine Arts Work Center with Dennis Mathis, friend and personal editor since our days together in Iowa. Dennis was working as a house painter that season and came home in a deep funk that lifted only with a nap. All the same, he made time to read my daily output and offer comments, careful not to destroy what he called my quirky voice. It was a kooky summer flooded with enough characters to people a Marx Brothers movie. We danced at moon parties on the dunes at night and at tea dances in the gay bars during the day. It's no wonder I had trouble concentrating on that other world inside my head. In September, I stuffed my unfinished manuscript in my suitcase and kissed Provincetown goodbye. I didn't know when I was coming back, but I knew I wouldn't be the same on my return, thank God. If there was anyone I needed to get away from, it was me. I wanted my life to change. After grad school, I taught high school, then worked as a college recruiter and a counselor. I organized community arts events. I gave away my time to everyone except my writing. I wanted to be a writer, but I had no idea how to go about this except to travel. Where did I get this idea? Well, for one, the movies, and for another, the exciting place names trotting behind the author's name at the end of a text. Mallorca, Trieste, Marrakesh, Tenerife. And then there were the biographies of well-known male writers behaving badly. I knew so little about how women writers lived, and nothing about working-class writers, even though I'd been to a writer's workshop. I wasn't sure how to go about this business of becoming a writer, but I knew what I didn't want. I didn't want to live in New York or teach at a university, the former because I hated big cities as a poor person, the latter because universities intimidated me as a poor person. I wanted to live like a writer, and I imagine writers did this with a typewriter and a house by the sea. At 28, I felt provincial and naive. Fortunately, my first National Writing Fellowship arrived. This was my now or never moment. At first, I thought I would move to San Francisco to be near the Latino literary scene. But that dream seemed one I could easily reach without a grant, and I shelved that plan for later. Instead, I aimed for a more exotic geography. I was trying to please my Chicago nemesis, a man I considered sophisticated. I wanted him to admire me instead of the other way round. To gain his approval, I would do as he had done. I would become a world traveler. My destination of choice was Patagonia, the tip of South America, with a plan to work my way north to Buenos Aires, home of all things I loved. The tango, Borges, Storni, Puy, and Piazzolla. But how could I manage it? The idea of traveling through Latin America was too overwhelming for a woman who'd never traveled alone outside of the States. And to make things worse, I knew the local men would think I was inviting their company just by traveling solo. Overwhelmed, I convinced myself it would be easier if I deferred Patagonia till I was a more seasoned voyager. Luckily, earlier in the year, I'd met Iphigenia, a poet of Greek descent. Iphigenia was going to Athens to visit family that fall, and she said I could tag along. We made plans to meet in September in Athens. This was a relief to me since I had nightmares that combined my greatest fears. I dreamt of being locked in a dark room with a ghost mouse. With Iphigenia alongside me, I felt calmer. I have a vague recollection of sending a "My Dog Ate My Homework" letter to my small press publisher who was waiting for the promised manuscript by summer's end. What else could I do? There was no refund on my ticket to Greece. I flew away and tried not to think about him too much. He had an infamous temper.